There's never any fault with God.
Right.
Never.
Right.
He loves you, and He is out for your betterment all the time. Mm-hmm. Whether it looks like it or not, whether you ever heard it or not.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and guest Keith Moore as they begin this week's teaching, walking in the fullness of God's light and staying in His love. God is always looking out for you and desires for you to live your best life.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Monday's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise You and thank You. We honor You today in this broadcast, in this radio and television audience all over the world. We thank You for it. The privilege is ours. And it's such a blessing to know You, to live through You. And we thank You for it. We open our hearts and minds for revelation from heaven. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Would you join me today in welcoming Keith Moore back to this studio? Praise God.
Thank
Keith,
you, sir.
God bless you, man.
Thank you.
Last week has just been going over and over and over. I was talking to you about it earlier this morning. I went to bed with it last night. I got up with it again this morning. And listening to, if you would there, get your Bible and open it up. Let's go to 1 John, mm-hmm. where we were all last week in this first chapter. And I began to see connections. And I have to admit, 1 John is my favorite book in the whole Bible. I love it all, man. Sometime again, I said, I believe it's my favorite. No, but
depends on the time.
Yeah. But this one really is just special in my life. Yeah. There's just so much in it that's helped me. But I saw connections.
Mm-hmm.
Back over here in the third and fourth chapter, there are things connected to where we were in this first chapter.
Right.
It's just amazing mm-hmm. how God does that. But I'd never seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened was what we did all last week gave me light.
Light.
And we're talking about walking in the light.
That's right.
As He is in the light.
Right.
And so the light of the Spirit of God shining on these different scriptures mm-hmm. began to call them up out of my spirit, and it crossed my mind, and I'd think, now wait a minute, now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that ties, you know, here mm-hmm. and there. And then the Lord went back to, and I said all that to say this. The Lord took me back to a principle that I learned. I was a student there at Oral Roberts University. I'd been introduced to Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry. First time I'd ever heard anybody actually teach on, not just on the subject of faith, but how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, I just really went into spiritual orbit over the thing. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't get enough of it. At the same time I'm ministering with my spiritual father, Oral Roberts, I'm watching him do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he used his faith like a mechanic uses a tool,
mm-hmm.
very selective
mm-hmm.
and very aimed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me in the invalid room one day, my first day in that invalid room, he said, now you're going to do the laying on of hands and you're going to do the praying.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I'd never prayed for anybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could feel all the color and all the temperature running out of my face. And he smiled. He said, don't worry about it. I'm going to be standing right there next to you. If you make a mistake, I'll correct it. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. But then he said, don't touch them until you're ready to release your faith.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what that meant.
What does that mean?
And I had to learn it in the next 10 seconds because I had to take that step of faith, which
wow.
I did. But here is walking in the light as He is in the light.
Mm-hmm.
A continual opening of pathway in front of you, your life's calling, the continual light shining on that thing. It's not a long beam searchlight. It's a path in front of your feet, and it just continues to open. It continues to open, continues to open. It'll get in your heart and get in your mind. And you begin to, the Lord began to show you things. He said, now, you've been thinking wrong about that. You need to change the way you think about that. Because don't you remember in my word?
Right.
And he'll bring a scripture up and use it. And you get an understanding about it that you never even dreamed that scripture even be used in that place.
Light.
It's light.
Mm-hmm.
It's walking light.
Yes, sir.
Gloria was saying this morning at the breakfast table, she said, this is knowing, knowing things.
Right.
And there's things that suddenly you know you should be doing that.
Exactly.
Suddenly you know you don't need to be doing that. You better let that alone.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you know what makes that work.
Right.
You know I need to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria and I never were investors in the stock market much. We did a little. Somebody would suggest something to us or something. The kingdom of God has always been my investment. The only thing I was ever interested in investing in was in ministries, in people, in the Word, as God directed it. And I expect my harvest off of that, and my cooperation with Jesus as my Lord and director in things. But we did have a few stocks here and there, good, long-time friend of mine, some stocks that had been given to the ministry. Well, now that needed to be managed because I'm not going to do it. That's not in the realm of my calling at all. But I don't want it. I don't want their seed mismanaged.
Right.
You understand? It didn't have anything to do with me personally. And so I called him. He's a man I trust highly. I've known him for 50 years. And I called him and I said, I want you to help the ministry manage this. Oh, Brother Coleman, he said, I'd like to do that. And the Lord blessed him in it. And he loves God anyway. It swelled up over a period. It never did get to be a great big thing, but it sure was more than what it started out at. Well, I mean, we're just going along. I wasn't even praying about it. I'm just praying one morning, worshiping the Lord. And I remember Gloria said that walking in the light is walking in that knowing.
Right.
This thing you know.
That's right.
And sometimes you just know you know. You ain't doing no... Why I know that, but you do learn to trust it,
right?
And walk in the light of that. And so I was praying, and the Lord said, "Call Brother So and So, and sell all that stock." I said, "Really? Yeah, and do it now." I said, "Okay." I said, "Lord, what about Gloria and me personally? He'd sell every bit of it." So I called him, and he didn't know I was upset or what was going on. I said, no, man, don't even think that. I said, I ain't got a clue why the Lord is doing this. He said, well, I didn't make any mistakes. I said, you have to take that up to him. I know anything about. I said, he just called me and told me to do this thing. Keith, that was several months before all this stock market mess and all this real estate mess and all of that. It was done so peacefully and quiet, but it was ahead of time. Oh, what a way to live, man.
You don't
get caught in the world's mess. You're not connected to it.
That's right.
But there was a knowing there. I wasn't sure why. I didn't care.
But how many people, Brother Kenneth, believers I'm talking about now, similar situation came up, and you don't have to wait for an audible voice or a vision or an angelic appearance. It just came up in you strong, and they reasoned it and they didn't do it. And then it cost them, and they said, I knew I should have. I knew I should have done that. I knew I should have sold that. I knew I should have let that go. And that's happening over and over again in the body of Christ, people not paying attention to these things.
And they talk themselves out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you go talk to other people about it, they're going to all tell you all the different reasons why you can't do it, shouldn't do it, and wouldn't do it.
Right.
And you just be quiet before the Lord when you start picking something up like mm-hmm. that. Now, there are others that say, well, God just don't ever speak to me like that. Yes, He does. He speaks to everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
This is something that the whole Christian world needs to find out.
That's right.
I learned that big time on 9/11. Mm-hmm. You and I were together on 9/11.
That's right.
We had broadcast planned for that day.
That's right.
And I tell you, the Lord spoke to me in no uncertain terms, in the strong word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And He said, I want you to know this. I spoke to every person in those towers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them heard me and didn't do it. Some of them heard me, did it, but they listened to somebody else and went back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, some of them did what I told them to do, and every one of them was alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
But He said, don't you ever misunderstand me about that. I mean, mm-hmm. He really was just straight on me about mm-hmm. this. He said, I spoke to all of them.
Right.
And told them it was coming.
Right.
And He said, the biggest majority of them wouldn't have known it as me if I'd have been standing there looking at them.
Uh-huh.
You remember what Brother Hagin used to say? He was standing there with a bright red hat on. They wouldn't have known who he was.
Yeah.
But this part of walking in the light as He is in the light has to come into our thinking. There's never any fault with God.
Mm, right.
Never.
Right.
He loves you, and He is out for your betterment all the time,
mm-hmm.
whether it looks like it or not, whether you ever heard it or not. The problem has always been with us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we walk in the light, as He is in the light, when you're in the light, You have the opportunity to dodge and miss a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Because you see them.
Oh, yeah.
But now the foolish thing is to go in the room and then turn out the light, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like what you were talking about a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Talk yourself out of things.
Right.
Do things that you know you shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
Not do things you know you should have done.
Mm-hmm.
And those things, they compound when they're unrepented of.
Mm-hmm.
And different things that are sin, but they didn't seem to amount to much. Little areas of strife, little anger barks,
mm-hmm.
little chop at somebody, little criticism here or there. You just forget about it and go on. Never was repented of.
Mm.
It compounds, and it begins to clog up the spiritual system where that light is,
mm-hmm.
and it turns the light into darkness.
Not listening, not heeding, not responding, not obeying, dulls you. It dulls your conscience. The Bible talks about people's conscience getting to the place where it's seared. And that word has to do, if something's been seared, then the scar tissue that comes up as a result is thick and unfeeling, insensitive. And just like...
Yeah, you can't even feel it.
Right.
If it's scar tissue, you don't even feel the thing.
But it doesn't have to be from an injury, just from work, just from friction, like on bare skin to a implement handle or axe handle or whatever, a shovel handle, it will rub and then the body will replace it with thick and unfeeling. And the friction of not listening to God, the friction of resisting him, the friction of not doing what you know in your heart, will result in a thick, unsensitive, insensitive, unfeeling conscience. It'll make you dull so that you're not clear and aware. So when people say, you know, I knew I should have. How did you know you should have? How did you know that? And if you, and people act like that it's a sign of their spirituality because they say, I knew I should have, indicating they're spiritual. No, if you'd have been spiritual, you'd have listened
you'd
to
it.
You'd have done it. You'd have done it. Yeah.
Or at least inquired about it.
Yeah, you'd have followed it.
Who was it? I'll think of his name here. The Lord will give it to me in a minute. He did an in-depth research. First, when he's pastor of church, pastored Foursquare Church, he did in-depth research and questioned people that had had accidents or had people had been hurt or member of the family died and he would would question them. Did you have it? Do you have any kind of premonition of
right.
that? And he said, every one of them that were born again people knew ahead of time.
Right.
And some of them that didn't know God recognized that something was wrong.
Yeah.
And he said, in every case, God did his part. And then later, he was overseer of the Foursquare Church. And you know him. Anyway, forgive me, Lord. He continued this research over years. And he finally told me personally, he said, I've just come to the conclusion that every single one of them, that, God did his best to forewarn them, he did his best to redirect them, he did his best to let them know, to change, and he said the ones that adhered to that dodged the bullet, and those that didn't got hurt. And
That's
he said
right.
some of them died because of
it. And people, you know, get mad at God, and they quit praying and reading their Bible, they quit going to church, and then they get bitter and say, well, why did God let this happen? You know, why didn't God do this? Or why didn't God protect us? Or why didn't God save us? And that is the wrong question.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely the wrong question.
Yeah.
The question is, why didn't you listen? Why didn't you listen? Why didn't you heed? I know a lady called me one time in the ministry there. I was on the phones at Brother Hagin's ministry, and she was so upset. She had been mugged that day in a large city. Somebody came, hit her in the head, and grabbed her purse and took off. And she was crying and called for prayer and comfort. And I prayed with her a little bit, and then she said, I wish you'd tell me how this could happen to me. She was mad and upset. She said, I'm a child of God. She said, I quote the 91st Psalm every day virtually. You know, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. No harm will befall me. Nothing will come near my dwelling. She said, how could this happen to me? Well, when she's saying that, I didn't know. I didn't know what to tell her. And I'm checking on the inside, and the Spirit of God prompted me to ask her a couple of questions. I said, well, sister, I said, what was going on? You needed to go in this place, or what was happening? And she said, well, no. She said, actually, I had a check about going down there. She said, but I'm a saint of God, and I quote the 91st Psalm, and I'm protected. And I learned that day, you cannot override a check of the Spirit with a faith confession. You know, people, they want to confess protection and ignore the direction. It doesn't work that way.
Particularly if the situation don't warrant it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're pressed into a place and God lets you know there's danger in there, He's letting you know that so you can protect yourself. But
you're in a position where, I mean, you're headed that direction for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And there ain't no getting out of this. Mm-hmm. What if you're a soldier in combat?
Right.
See, there's danger out there every day for him.
Exactly.
Or a policeman. There's danger out there every day for him. But she ain't even had no business being over there.
No. But it's the very same thing. I know my nephew has done two tours in Iraq, and he had one of the hot jobs. Boots on the ground, going through doors at night, and we got him materials on his part, his responsibility in believing for protection. And one of the big parts is this, being led by the Spirit.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
One of his jobs was when they'd go into a place, he was supposed to get up to the roof as quickly as possible and set up his gear and be ready to call in air support and that kind of thing. And he said, he knows probably 10 times during his tours the Lord saved his life over and over again. One night he was getting ready to go and he started the stairs and the Spirit of God checked him. Don't do it. Go around the corner here. And there was a guy sitting up there with a machine gun just waiting for him to pop his head up, you know. And he's back home. He's safe. But what if he hadn't listened? And my heart just yearns for everybody, all of our men and women that are in harm's way, our policemen, our people that are doing these kind of jobs, they need to know these things. They need to know, pay attention to what you get on the inside.
Yeah.
When something comes up, don't push it down. Don't wrestle with it. Don't push it away. Obey it.
We were coming out of the back of the convention center. This just happened just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Leeper was my driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he was driving. We just pulled away from the back door of that convention center. And as we pulled out of there, there was just a quick left turn and then a quick right turn back in the lane of that parking lot behind the building. He turned this way. He turned back that way. And suddenly, I just hollered, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm still under the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't dulled at all. I was still pretty well in the spirit. I had not come back into my natural mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it wasn't as strong as it had been a few minutes ago on that platform, but I was still functioning out of my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I hollered, whoa! Well, of course, he just whoa'd, you know. No, I mean, Keith, closest from here to that wall,
mm-hmm.
his car just come out of the parking lot.
Hmm.
Well, when it came out, I hollered, whoa, the second time, a little bit louder.
Yeah.
But the car was moving by then,
uh-huh.
and Mike saw it.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time I hollered, the car hadn't moved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've had that same thing to happen to me in my spirit where I wasn't under that anointing, but I still heard it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, under that anointing, it was my whole spirit, soul, and body was so connected to my spirit. My spirit was in the ascendancy. Whoa, come out of my mouth mm-hmm. instead of just coming
without
up in my spirit. Without, I had no thought there. Just,
mm-hmm.
whoa.
Yep.
And he slammed on the brakes.
Yep.
And we weren't the front of our car and the rear end of that mm-hmm. front car up there were probably 10, 15 feet apart where we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the natural mind, mm-hmm. we'd have hit that car.
Yeah.
You couldn't have reacted that fast because it just shot out of that parking place.
And that belongs to every Christian, brother.
Every Christian.
Every child of God has that right to be led like that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and we out of time. I'm going to get my hand on that clock. I'm going to lay hands on that
it
clock one of these days.
Going.
It just keeps running. Brother Keith and I will be back in just a moment.
We are all born equipped with God-given talent and ability. God's grace works for us to guarantee our success. When we apply our skills in the wrong place, it's easy to say we are failures. What we say about our situation impacts its outcome. What we believe about our abilities creates opportunities. When we're out of our place and operating without grace, it's easy to feel like a failure. Kenneth Copeland and Keith Moore's teaching series, Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success, combined with Kenneth Copeland's mini-book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be, are powerful resources designed to empower you to obtain success in all areas of your life. The techniques they reveal teach you how to break the cycle of persistent problems you face, discover your unique skill set, and develop a more intimate relationship with God. Discover your grace and get into your place. Order the teaching series, Grace, Your Place for Opportunity, Ability, and Success for just $14, and you'll also receive Kenneth Copeland's latest mini-book, How You Call It Is How It Will Be. Please specify your choice of DVD or CD for the teaching series. Receive an additional product discount and faster processing when you purchase your copies online. Go to our website, kcm.org, for these and other ministry products. Walk in God's grace and establish His ways in your life today.
Dr. Roy Hicks.
Yep, that's
yeah. Him. You thought of his last name,
right.
I thought of his first name.
You got
name.
The first one.
The Lord just helped us, didn't He?
We got it.
Amen, praise God. And just tremendous man of God mm-hmm. that's gone on to heaven now mm-hmm. for, as overseer of the Four Square Church. Yep. Just a man of faith, man of God. Now, walking in the light, Keith Moore, 11 messages. Man, I'm telling you what, son. If the Word of God is first place in your life, final authority, where you judge everything that comes according to what the Word says, these kind of, just to see a package like this is just so vital and important. And Brother Thank Keith you. Is sowing these things into your life. Just go to kcm.org and download them mm-hmm. free of charge. Praise God.
Right.
And you can go to his website and download them. You ain't go to his wife, either one. She'll give them to
she'll
you.
Send them to you.
She'll send them to you. I know, man. Praise God. Father, we thank you and we praise you for this radio and television audience all over this world. God, help them today. Reveal yourself to them today. Teach and train people how to listen to your voice and be led of the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you, Father.
Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org.